Hi there, David Lee for the James Bond Dossier, and it is the 24th of January 2019. Welcome back. Today I just wanted to return to what I was talking about a few podcast videocasts ago, which is my experiences of seeing the Bond films for the first time, mainly on the small screen. And I think I got up to Thunderball. So following that, obviously it was You Only Live Twice, which I think featured on TV in late 78 on Her Majesty's Secret Service, which my parents said wasn't a particularly good film, although I'm not actually convinced they'd actually seen it. They just went on the consensus of the time. And then it was on Christmas Day, I think it was 1980, I'm not 100% sure on that. It was Diamonds Are Forever. And I've got a vague recollection of that, not extremely clear. I can remember also seeing You Only Live Twice, but not extremely clearly, not as clearly as From Russia With Love, for instance. I remember being amazed when Little Nelly was put together, but I'd read the book by then, and so it was very, very, very obvious that it was nothing like the novel. And I also think about On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and I don't think it was the premiere, but it could have been, that when we had some family friends visiting for the day or a couple of days, and their kids, I think they had two sons, they weren't hugely close to us, they weren't actually allowed to see the Bond films. Their parents didn't think they were suitable, whereas we'd seen them all. And so On Her Majesty's Secret Service was on, and we used to have up in our loft, my dad had built this kind of kids area with a small 14-inch black and white television. So they had their first experience of Bond up there on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Although I've got the idea that they left about three quarters of the way through it, so I'm not sure that we actually saw the whole of it. But as I say, I don't think that was the first time it was on TV. I think that was later. And so the next film we go into on the big screen really is Moonraker, and I bought the novelisation before seeing it, and I do remember that quite clearly, because I remember reading and thinking, well, how are they going to do that in film? There's a bit, for example, when Bond is nosing around Drax's mansion, and he remembers back to his childhood and pokes his finger into the mouth of a crocodile or a dragon or something and finds a microphone there. Are we going to have a flashback to Bond's childhood? But no, of course, the novelisation embellished the screenplay quite a lot. So it was really the first Bond film that I was massively disappointed by, though. And I remember reading an interview with Cubby Broccoli at the time, saying that, you know, with Moonraker, they had departed radically from the book, because I think it actually referred to the previous films where the films diverted from the books massively. That the earlier films were much closer to the books because they had the stronger stories, and when the stories were weaker, they created new ones instead. So that was the justification for going that way at that time. So a bit of a rambling one today. Still got this horrendous cold, and hopefully the medications I'm now on will clear it, and I'll be back with my actual real voice sometime soon. Okay, well, that's it for now. See you tomorrow. Bye.